Blackstone Audio presents Angelina, An Unauthorized Biography by Andrew Morton. To Craig, Dave, and Max. Prologue: The Ivory Tower. One of the pitfalls of childhood is that one doesn't have to understand something to feel it. By the time the mind is able to comprehend what has happened, the wounds of the heart are already too deep. Spanish novelist Carlos Ruiz Zafón. The room was stark and bare. White carpet, white curtains, white walls, and no furniture except for a white crib. For more than a year, a baby girl lived there, cared for by a ragtag assortment of babysitters, mainly out-of-work actors or acquaintances working shifts at $3 an hour around the clock. The child rarely knew if the person putting her to bed was the one who would dress and feed her in the morning. There were days at a stretch when her mother, who lived in an apartment 3 stories below, would not visit her. When the mother sometimes came upstairs for coffee, she would sit there with the babysitter, crying and lamenting her lot. It just broke my heart, one of those babysitters, Chrisanne Morel, told me more than 30 years later. It upsets me now. I really felt for that kid. The room was nicknamed the Ivory Tower, and the baby seen as some kind of infant Rapunzel out of the Grimm Brothers fairy tale about a young girl locked in a tower. During this time, the child's mother never read to her, never put her to bed, or took her to the park, and for a long time she resisted suggestions to have the walls of her child's bedroom painted in bright colors to give the toddler some stimulation. Only reluctantly did she give her a few toys to play with. That baby girl was Angelina Jolie. She was sent to live in the Ivory Tower after her father, John Voight, left her mother, Marceline Bertrand. When Chrisanne told Marceline that her daughter needed more time and attention from her, Marceline responded, "Angie reminds me so much of John right now that I cannot be around her. It's just too painful." Angelina's earliest childhood memory is of lying in her crib looking out the window toward the sky. Without knowing the circumstances, Angie would later see that experience as a metaphor for her life. "I've just been staring out a window all my life, thinking there was somewhere I could finally be grounded and happy." 1. There was a day after moving to Beverly Hills when I truly realized that I could actually marry someone famous.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?